You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news, brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute? Resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host Tune Grasso discusses the legal implications of President Trump's alleged request that former FBI Director James Comey cease his investigation into National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. She speaks to Bradley Moss, a partner at Mark Zaid PC, and Richard Painter, a professor at the University of Minnesota Law School and former ethics lawyer for George W. Bush.
Let's start with the criminal offense. Do his actions make out a case for obstruction under federal criminal statutes?
Yes. I think that there is substantial evidence of criminal obstruction of justice. I believe this needs to be investigated by an independent special prosecutor as well as by the House and the Senate Judiciary Committee. But the memo documented a conversation that in and of itself probably would not arise to criminal obstruction of justice. But we put that in the context of the president asking the FBI director to affirm his loyalty to the president. The fact that the FBI director was fired and that the president has acknowledged that his firing of the FBI director was connected to the Russia investigation. And then the fact that General Flynn was going to turn state's evidence, put all these facts together. And I think there is what I would characterize as strong evidence that the president engaged in criminal obstruction of justice. But it's certainly not an open and shut case at all. It needs to be investigated further.
And Bradley, do you agree with that?
Yeah, by and large, I mean, I think the evidence we've got right now is very strong circumstantial evidence for at least the impeachment charge of obstruction of justice. To supplement what Richard was saying in terms of the criminal side, the one thing that might save the president, which is a legal nuance I highly doubt he actually is aware of, is that as far as the criminal courts have typically been concerned, a pending FBI investigation in and of itself would not qualify as the type of proceeding that would implicate any of the obstruction of justice criminal provisions under the U.S. Code. So it's a slight legal loophole, which just by happenstance would possibly save the president from a criminal charge if that was ever feasible. But in an impeachment context, it wouldn't be quite as limited. I think we do have some good circumstantial evidence. I don't believe all the pieces have quite moved into place yet, though.
That's Bradley Moss, a partner at Mark Zaid PC, and Richard Painter, a professor at the University of Minnesota Law School and former ethics lawyer for George W. Bush, speaking to Bloomberg Law host Tune Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.